422.
For the second year in a row, the Chevy Volt plug-in hybrid is at the top of Consumer Reports' annual owner satisfaction survey. 92% of Volt owners surveyed by the magazine say they would definitely buy the Volt again.
Joining us to talk about it, John Linkoff, managing editor for Consumer Reports. Hey, John.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. So why do people love the Volt so much?
You know, there's two things out there that really turn people. It's either fuel economy or performance, and the Volt falls into the fuel economy window right there. People just like the fact that, you know, you can go gas-free for about 35 miles. You know, it is pretty efficient overall. It certainly has a nice price because of the tax incentives as well as the nice lease price. So all those factors really have combined and put the Volt at the top for owner satisfaction survey for the second year in a row.
Well, if the owners love the Volt so much, why aren't more Volts being sold?
Well, you know what? There's the type of use for some people. Some people really don't like the Volt because it signifies to them that the government got involved with General Motors. It does have its limitations in that it's only a four-seater. And when it's not running on electricity, the mileage drops down and it's not stellar. It's very good, but it's not stellar. So, you know, if you drive within, you know, a commute where you get maybe you can drive up to 35 miles, plug the car in at work and charge it and then drive home, it's a fantastic vehicle. If you like the styling, if you like, you know, everything else about it. If it falls outside of that realm, you can get many, many vehicles that get fantastic mileage that may be more useful, have more cargo space, and also are a lot cheaper.
You know, the Volt did have some problems early on. I mean, one of the issues that people have with it is that it does have some government protection, government financing. But what about the battery? Is that still an issue?
You know, there were a couple that had battery fires. You know, I think what happened is you see a lot of cars that catch on fire. You know, there's issues with cars throughout every year, you know, whether it's a battery, whether it's a window regulator, you know, everyone has recalls. The thing is that this is, like you said, it's a high-profile car already because of the government involvement. It happens in smaller numbers, so it definitely stands out. But, you know, we haven't seen it as far as a reliability issue. To be honest with you, it has the reliability, average reliability or better, which is why we're recommending it. So I wouldn't really worry that your Volt's going to catch on fire. A lot of times the potential of problems could be from the wiring of the house that is, you know, powering the power supply that the Volt is plugged into. So I wouldn't be particularly scared of your car catching on fire if you're out there considering a Volt or own a Volt.
All right, John, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.